Please be seated.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. How good and beautiful it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Brothers and sisters, all of us, how beautiful, how good and beautiful it is when we dwell together in unity. Good and beautiful, those are two words that are used over and over again in the church. And so it is this call to unity, to brotherly love, to being with one another. If you just listen, if you keep your ears open during the liturgy or during any of our services, and I encourage you to put on the spectacles of unity and brotherly love through the rest of this morning as you hear the words and the prayers and the hymns and the liturgy, and they'll just start popping out to you everywhere that you turn. Here's one prayer. Well, Thou hast bestowed on us these common and united supplications, and dost promise that when two or three are of one accord, gathered together with common mind and purpose, that Thou wilt grant their requests. Let us love one another. We just heard that a few minutes ago. In a little while, we'll say, Our Father, this constant theme of unity and love for one another is everywhere in our church. It's everywhere in our life as Christians. It's the hallmark, it's the center of everything we do. We see this set before us amongst many other things, but this really popped to me this week in the gospel lesson. So we see these four men carrying a paralytic to the Lord. Four men working together with a common purpose out of love for their brother. Unity means loving one another and forgiving one another. We have no idea where each of these people, these men carrying this paralytic, were in their lives, were in their community, how much difference of opinion there might have been between each of them, between them and the paralytic. I mean, think about this. They came to bring this man to Christ, and they couldn't get in because of the crowd. So did they start insulting those in the crowd that wouldn't let them through? No, they were at peace. They found another way. They used their collective creativity to bring this man to Christ. Unity is what we see in the Holy Trinity. It's the essence of the Holy Trinity. The Father loves the Son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Son loves the Father. I do not glorify myself, but I glorify the one who sent me. And the Holy Spirit is sent to lead us to the Son, and through the Son to the Holy Father. And we, when we read in Genesis, man, the human race, we were made in the image and likeness of God, in the image and likeness of the Holy Trinity. We were created for a relationship with each other and with God. If you recall, when God made Adam from the dust of the earth, and he breathed life into him, the very next thing he says is this: it is not right for man to be alone. It is not right for any of us to be alone, to separate ourselves from each other. So from the very beginning, God made us to be in relationship with Him and with one another. And if we step away from this essential character of our nature, we step away from God. Listen to what St. John, the beloved apostle, says in his epistle. It is plain to see who are children of God and who are children of the devil. The person who does not love his brother is a child of the devil. Love carries with it a great blessing, and the absence of love carries a great curse. You see, because God is love, then if we love, we're in unity with Him. If we love, we know God. This is the blessing. How great it is. It's the very definition of eternal life and our salvation and heaven. But the curse is equally great. Maybe we should say equally terrible. Though it's, and it's completely opposite, as you know. For if we do not love, we are separated not only from our brother, but from the Lord. And this is the definition of hell, eternal death. As Christians, we believe that the purpose of our lives is to know God. And we cannot know God if we do not love one another and are in unity with one another. It's just that simple. St. John again tells us, if anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. So we have set before us this beautiful image in this gospel lesson today. These four men working together in unity and love. A perfect example of harmony. An image of the church. An image of eternal life. An image of dwelling in heaven. Four men, sinners like you and me, yet working together with God's help. Four men just like you and me, tempted to disagreement, anger, resentment, jealousy, difference of opinion, the holding of grudges. It sounds like one of those long Russian prayers, doesn't it? And all the other things that the world tells us we're justified in doing, that we're entitled to. They were just like us. Yet they overcame this by their unity in Christ. What about us when issues arise, when there's a disagreement, when we suffer an injustice, especially at the hand of a brother or sister in Christ? You know, there's a psalm, and I can't remember the wording exactly, but the psalmist says basically, if it was a stranger who insulted me, who struck me, who did damage to me, I could bear it, but it was you. It was my friend. It was my own brother who did this to me. How difficult it is when we're hurt by someone we love. Do we think we're above our brother? Do we think that the speck in our brother's eye is greater than the log in our own? We're all sinners, dear brothers and sisters. You know, I'm even reminded this morning in the liturgy, just in the simple practical things that we do, how we can choose to separate from each other, or we can choose to strengthen and love each other in unity. So we have a young, growing choir. I hear the choir, and they're kind of weak. And I'm realizing, starting out this morning, they become much stronger as they come along. I'm not the greatest singer, I mean, Father Joe will tell you that. A lot of people will tell you that. But as I hear them, I had a choice. And I started to turn toward impatience. I started to think, I'll show them. I'm feeling kind of strong this morning. I think I'm going to go for a high note. You've never been made. But no. Then I said, no, that's not the right thing to do. My goodness, you're going to preach on unity this morning. Sing with strength. Sing with patience. They'll hear that. That will encourage them. And sure enough, you know, God helped me, God helped them. Even Father Joe was kind of sounding a little off this morning. We all picked up and strengthened one another. And that is our calling in the church, especially as Christians. We're the body of Christ. You know, if your hand's not working well, you want to go and have some therapy. Because if your hand's not working well, eventually it's going to affect your whole body. You know, people go get their knee replaced wisely before the limp begins to screw up all the muscles in their hip, in their side, and they have all kinds of issues and ailments because they didn't fix the knee. Everything affects everything. Every one of us affects one another. In our relationships with each other, we be like those four men. Those four men, we can even say that those four men are like each of us can be one of those four men. And that paralytic can be St. George. That paralytic can be our parish. How do we see our parish? Do we see our parish at the pinnacle of strength in our community, reaching out and ministering to all those around us, strengthening each of us? Do we see our parish paralyzed, unable to do anything because of a multitude of issues within our parish? I would say we're not at either extreme, but we're somewhere in the middle. Brothers and sisters, by our being in unity, we carry a church to strength. We may fall Christ. We can see that paralytic on that cot as Christ, whom we in our unity through the Holy Spirit make strong. So we can choose separation or unity, love or anger, resentment or encouragement. God gives us these lessons in the Gospels for a reason. Let us be like these four men that we see, brothers and sisters, that we might strengthen one another and our parish, and we all might enter into the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.